Welcome to God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in Morning Sun, Iowa. Check us out online at www.sharonrpc.org. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will use it to transform your faith and your life.
Hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This Thursday morning, it is January 28th. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the wisdom literature. Well, this morning we are at one of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 19. Why don't we go ahead and we'll have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you have made yourself known to us, and we pray that we would believe what you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. We are at Psalm 19. Psalm 19. Do me a favor real quick. If these videos are helpful to you, hit that like button. Let Facebook and YouTube know that this is valuable to you. Help us beat that algorithm. Here we go. Psalm 19. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare your glory, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speak nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of its chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them have no dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. What an awesome passage we have for us today. You can really split this passage up into two different parts. Verses 1 through 6 are talking about God being displayed in creation. It is God who made the heavens. It is God who has done all things. The heavens declare the glory of our God, right? All you need to do is stand outside in the middle of the winter and look up at the brilliant sky with all of its stars. My mind is taken back to when God speaks to Abraham and he says to him, look up at the stars, count them if you can. Your descendants will be more than the stars of the sky. And I'm always amazed when I watch those videos that are made from the Hubble telescope and all those different nebula and the amazing creations that God has made and the different galaxies and the black holes and the stars and the supernovas. And I remember when I was a little boy and almost having a transcendent experience, this might sound geeky, but as I was watching Nova with my dad and I was just sitting there thinking, man, the universe is so expansive. God is the one who arrays this world with such magnificence that it declares his glory. And then when we moved here to Iowa and we saw the beautiful sunrises and the sunsets every day, the Lord painting the skies with brilliant magentas and reds and oranges and yellows, us fading into dark blues in the sky and just thinking, it is the Lord who has done this. He's displayed his glorious splendor in the heavens. He's made himself known in natural revelation, in the nature around us when we go into the Rocky Mountains and they fly up into the sky and there's snow-capped peaks. It's incredible. All creation declares his glory. And then in the second half of this, it switches from natural revelation into God's special revelation. It goes into the scriptures. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. When we look at God's word, when we see his word, we see that it is a pure, it is righteous, it is wonderful, it revives the soul, it enlightens the eyes, it makes us know who God is. It makes us know who we are. Indeed, sometimes that's not always easy or always beautiful, because as it says in verse 12, who can understand his errors? It shows us our sin. It shows us our iniquity. It shows us that God has said, here's a line, just like those double yellow lines in the road, and you're not supposed to cross. And he says, don't cross this. And we drive over that double line. God says, hold on here. Right, that's my line, you've crossed it, but it is also the Lord who can cleanse us from our iniquity. It is the Lord in his word who shows us the way to Christ. It shows us that we can cry out, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, and that when we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness. God's word is so beautiful. God's glory is displayed in the heavens, and in his word, he shows it to us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to go ahead and highlight that, but I mean, I love this psalm so much that between you and I would just highlight this entire psalm. I love this psalm. It's a psalm I go back to time and time again. I love to sing this psalm. Is God your strength? Is he your redeemer? As you come to his word, are you crying out to him, God, have mercy on me. Cleanse me from my secret iniquities. As you look out at creation today, as maybe you're like me and you're in Iowa and there's tons of snow around, do you see that even the snow declares something about God? That he's the one, as we read in Job, holds up the snow in the storehouses of heaven. He's the one who brought it, but he also gives it to us as a picture of our cleanness in Christ. That he washes us as white as snow. When you watch the sunset tonight, will you marvel at his artistry? When you see the stars at night, will you sit there and go, how expansive is the universe that declares his glory? Will you rest in God as your strength? And will you trust in him as your redeemer, the one who has bought you with more valuable than precious silver or gold, but with the costly blood of his own son, Jesus Christ? God's glory is declared all around us. Will you have your eyes opened? And will you praise him for all of his goodness? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much for making yourself known to us. Lord, we thank you for your love toward us and that you are our strength and our redeemer. God, cleanse us from hidden iniquity. Let us walk before you in righteousness, trusting in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, may your eyes be filled with the awe of God as you go, and the hope and confidence and strength there is in knowing that the Lord is your strength and your Redeemer. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.